This week, we're talking with IFBB Bikini Pro, Emily Hayden. You've probably also seen her on YouTube and, of course, on Instagram. Now, she's all about showing you how to live a healthy and active lifestyle with, of course, the goal to show you how easy it can be. So we're talking this week about staying sane on quarantine and ways to make your working from home process productive. And, of course, we touch base on what's next for her and her road to the Olympia stage.
Emily, kind of walk me through what you've been doing day to day, how that's progressed, and maybe some, you know, your biggest tip that you've kind of learned about your productivity at home.
Yeah, so honestly, the biggest thing I think whenever you're going through any type of change, especially, is to create a routine and structure for yourself, because people just, they function better when they have a routine that they can go to, because when you allot certain times for certain things, and, you know, for me, my number one tip is making sure that you take care of your mental space and your physical space first thing in the morning. So that could be something like, you know, waking up, starting from a place of gratitude, going through like what you're thankful for the day, just to make sure that you start the day in a positive headspace, and then moving into the physical, whether that be just a walk outside with your dog or an actual workout. I think that that's like such a great recipe and a great way to start anyone's day. So I say I definitely kind of go towards having that routine and structure, and that will look different depending on what's currently going on in your life, what's going on in the world. So it doesn't matter if that routine is like inside your bedroom because you're not going anywhere, or if it's, you know, heading to an actual gym. It'll look different depending on what's going on. So I would say definitely creating a routine that you can stick to and that, you know, helps you be your best self before you start looking to produce in your business or into other relationships or even children. I know lots of moms, and they'll even say, you know, their tip is to definitely wake up earlier and take care of themselves before they take care of their children, because then they're just better moms all around.
That's such a great thing to bring up too, because, you know, even having that routine, I feel like we struggle with that all the time anyway, right? And mm-hmm. just making sure when you're getting up to start your day, you're not just like taking your laptop to the couch. I think for the first few weeks of quarantine, we were kind of thinking like, oh, this is kind of like a little, you know, extended vacation almost. Like, it's not convenient. But now it's like, oh God, I'm like, I shouldn't be taking midday naps all the time. So I love that you said like create your space. I think that people, even if they don't have an office, mm-hmm. just like creating a space to work, even if you're not going anywhere, you're getting out of bed, you're getting dressed, mm-hmm. taking a shower, getting your coffee, and like walking to a place to create your mindset for the day and like foster that healthy growth.
Yes.
What do you think about, I mean, I just want you to touch on this because I think it's so important, but keeping your sleep and wake cycles the same.
Oh my goodness. Our sleep schedule is so important. And it's funny that we're talking about this because you know, when you don't get enough sleep, you have so much to do. So you're like, you know what, I'm going to have an extra coffee or an extra energy drink or something like that. So I admittedly have done that the last 2 days, and two days I've gotten the worst sleep, like not much sleep at all. So even right now, as we're doing this, I'm like, man, I really don't feel mentally on point. But here's the thing. I'm usually so anal about my sleep. And one of the biggest things that helps me with my sleep is actually having a nighttime routine. Everyone talks about the morning routine, but I think not enough people talk about the nighttime routine and what you're doing in order to get your body and your mind ready to actually turn off and go to bed. So something that I will do is an hour before I want to be sleeping, I do my best to do no screens. So definitely no TV. I try to do no phone. And what I do during that time is I just really take my time. You know, I wash my face, I brush my teeth. I just kind of take my time getting ready for bed. And then I love to read before bed because one, it gives my brain something to do. So sometimes at the end of the day, your brain might be going. And if you're just scrolling on Instagram or watching a show, your brain still isn't turning off. But when you're focused and you're having to read the words and understand what it's saying, and you know, oftentimes for me, it's like a personal development type of book. So I'll be like, you know, thinking about how it applies to my life, and it's giving my brain a lot to do, but it's giving my brain also something really positive to focus on. And then the other thing is that I just get really tired when I read. So oftentimes I won't read that much at the end of the night, but it really just helps me to shut off. And again, you're ending the day like in a positive manner, in a way that feels really good. And I noticed that when I do that, I'm able to fall asleep much quicker. I'm able to stay asleep. And then I'm just really meticulous about that bedtime so that I can get my full, you know, amount of sleep that I function best on. And like I said, the last 2 days, I'm human. It happens to me too. I, you know, had too much caffeine, and it's really affecting me at this point. So today I was like, okay, I can have my morning coffee because I have a full schedule of work, but after, you know, noon, absolutely no coffee, no energy drinks today. Like I really have to get strict on myself to not allow myself that. And let's say that tonight I still didn't sleep well. Tomorrow I would do like no caffeine and I would just suffer through it. You know, it's one of those things that you have to create those boundaries for yourself to make sure, because sleep, whether you're just an entrepreneur or you're an athlete or it doesn't matter what you are, sleep is one of the most important things. Like I know for myself, when I don't get enough sleep, it is so much easier for me to just be in this negative or maybe defeated type of mindset. And it's just really hard. It's hard to be positive and it's hard to put that best foot forward. Whereas when I'm fully slept and fully rested, I am like a go-getter, superwoman. Like I got all of it. You know what I mean? So it's just, it's so essential to get your sleep. And I think if anyone put importance on anything, it would be get your sleep down first and foremost.
I'm with you on the bedtime routine. I, to be honest, think that a nighttime routine is more important than a morning routine, only because like you said, and people don't realize, like, if you're like, oh, well, I get 6 hours of sleep a night, like that's barely enough. Like you definitely want to be getting 7 to 9. And if you are somebody that has to work late and you have to look at a screen, get some blue blockers. I know you have them. I have them.
Yeah.
Obviously the caffeine, and also like putting your devices away, but letting your friends know, because I know people are like, well, what if like somebody texts me? Like just make it very well known. Hey, when I go to bed at like 10 o'clock or whatever, after 9, I am not, like, put it on the charger, put it away, and just like don't look at it. I'm with you on that.
Yeah. Oh, that's huge.
You know, and like natural calm is literally like my saving grace. Hashtag please sponsor me. But, you know, if you've never taken natural calm, y'all, it's just magnesium. It is awesome. I take it before bed or just like a nice tea. You know, I love coffee, and obviously you can't drink coffee before bed, but like even just something warm, right? And if you're like not a book person, I think audiobooks, like just put your headphone in, listen to an audiobook. Like it's super soothing. I mean, you don't even like worrying about looking at something, you know? Because I think that we all love watching like movies and shows and stuff like that. But you're right. I've noticed that if I watch like, you know, my guilty pleasure of Gossip Girl before bed, like I am...
That's great.
I am less likely to fall asleep as fast. So good to for sure there. But and then the other thing I wanted you to touch on that I think has been so important for me, you know, I can tell that you're a type A human. Me too. I live and die by my Google Calendar. And I think right now in quarantine, planning everything, even like dog walks, exercise, like putting it on a Google Calendar, don't you think that that's super important for like even non-work tasks right now, like your breaks and things?
I'm literally laughing because my Google Calendar is pulled up on my computer in front of me. So yes, I can tell you that it is very important. And it is because, especially with, you know, all this going on, I think it's more important than ever to like take that time to walk outside, be in the sunlight, like get that natural vitamin D. And so if you're someone, you know, like if you're someone like us who obviously like our tendency is to work hard, that's what we like doing. You need to put in those breaks for yourself and force yourself. Like this is the time I'm taking a break. Cause how many times do we sit at our computer and we're like, okay, I'll take a break in a little bit. I'll do it in a little bit. And then like the whole day goes by and you're like, man, where's the fun?
Literally.
You know? So I think it's really helpful and really, really important. And I know for myself, you know, I have all of my work in there. I have all of my meetings in there, but I go ahead and plan out my training, my cardio. If I have certain things I need to do, like I know that I need to go to the grocery store or I need to run by Target for a certain thing, I look at my week and I try to plan it. And I guess maybe it has to do with being in LA and the fact that, the errands take forever. Like they literally take forever. You can't do more than like one or two at a time. So I'll plan even those out and I'll be like, okay, on this day, I know I'm just going to go to Target, you know?
Yeah, totally.
There's been a lot less traffic recently and LA has been great to be here during this time because there's way less traffic and everyone in LA has been saying like, man, this would make LA such a great place to live if traffic was like this all the time.
Oh my gosh. You're so right. I'm from Dallas. So, I mean, it's not as bad, but like it's definitely awful. I was actually going to make a comment, you getting your vitamin D. So like I now live in Cleveland and I'm looking out the window right now and it is what, May 8th? It is literally snowing right now.
Shut up.
I literally cannot even with this weather. So, you know, your Dallas girl who would like take a 10-minute walk. I'm like telling my clients all over like, oh yeah, get your 10-minute walk in. But like, I can't. So I'm currently sitting on a spin bike, getting my knee while I'm talking to you. So, you know, it's crazy, but yes, it's so
don't
nuts.
Be mad. Don't be mad, but I'm going to text you a photo of my view right now because it's sunshine and palm trees and beautiful.
No. Okay. You know what? I'm going to save that. I'm going to save that because I don't want to get upset right now on quarantine, but I hope that you're thriving in LA. So the only other thing that I was going to touch on that I felt like has really helped me, and maybe you can relate to, is finding something new, like a new hobby or something that you've neglected, because this is really, it's so easy to sulk and get upset. But like, I know people that have like picked up instruments they haven't in a long time or started like yoga classes. Like, is there anything that you've done that maybe you've had more time to do that you've kind of neglected?
Yeah, so this is a really good question. I would say not really neglected because I am so intentional about, you know, how I live my life. And I love to include all the ingredients that I love. But things that I have reintroduced into my life that I haven't done in so long is music. I played piano for years. And I actually bought a piano when I moved out to California about 6 years ago. And then when I moved into an apartment, I sold it because I didn't have room for it. So long story short, I've really been missing the music aspect of my life. So when I was at my dad's, in Texas for over a month there, and he had a piano and also a guitar. So I got to pick those things back up. And that was so much fun that when I came back to California, actually, I just purchased a guitar and I'm going to purchase a little keyboard piano for my apartment as well.
Well, I play drums if you want to start
a band. Oh, no way, girl.
Yeah, I mean, I don't sing, so, like, you can find somebody if you want, but, like, I'm totally down.
Let's do it. Girl band.
This is what we're doing on quarantine. So, you know, I'm, like, a former emo kid. I don't know what you listen to, but we can maybe collaborate on things. I'm just kidding.
That's amazing. I'm so down. I like to pretend that I can write songs. I write little poems.
I love this for you. I mean, I took AP Music Theory in high school. Maybe I can bring up all of those things. We'll just like nerd out. This is what we're going to do actually for our next podcast is like talk about song lyrics.
Girl, I love it. I'm so down.
Funny. So I love all of those tips. I really do think like you can't discuss this enough because even when life goes back to quote normal, I really don't think it's going to be normal for a while. And that leads me into what I really want to talk about with you, at least for a little bit, is just like how you are handling your season, first of all, and then maybe some advice you have for us. But first of all, where are you in your like road to the Olympia? Where were you in prep? Are you in prep? What's going on?
Yeah, this is a great question. So I am currently in prep right now, and we haven't changed anything. So I will say it has to do with where I was at. So where I was at, I was still near the beginning of my prep when all this happened. So we didn't change anything. We just kept doing what we've been doing. Prep has been the same that it would have been for me. We just decided that we were just going to prep anyways and see what happens. And I'm nowhere near stage lean. So I think if I was at very, very low body fat levels, things would have been different. Maybe plans would have changed. But honestly, my timeline hasn't really changed. I think the only thing that is changing a little bit is we're not 100% certain of exactly what show we're going to do. But we know the general time frame. So we're pretty confident that shows in July and August will be going on. And being an ICB pro, we compete all over the world. So we have multiple options. So there's plenty of states that are going to reopen at, you know, with certain procedures in play to at least allow the athletes to compete. So with that, we're trucking along. We're doing the same thing that we were always doing. The expected show date is between July and August as my first show. And yeah, it's going amazing. I'm absolutely loving my prep. And I feel like in a weird way, it's kind of been a little bit of a blessing for me to not have to travel every weekend or every other week like I normally would be throughout the year, you know, because my what I do for a living, like I travel a lot all the time with all the different companies that I have and even different events that I would have. You know, this season kind of, it gave me the ability to really focus and hone in and almost have this like little isolation and alone time. And it's been incredible for me, honestly. And I don't mean to say that not taking into, you know, the seriousness of what's going on in the world. I just mean, I always try to view things from a positive perspective of like, okay, what is the positive that comes out of this? And for me, it's just given me a new perspective and also a new pace in life. I am somebody that, you know, my pattern, my natural pattern is work really hard. I've always done that. I've always had multiple jobs. I've always been chasing after, you know, my different dreams that I have. And so this just, it forced me to slow down a little bit. And it really showed me that I don't need to do 1,000 things every single day. It showed me what is really most important. And it showed me that I can go throughout life working very hard, just at a different pace and in more of a pace of being present in the present moment, doing everything that I can and like releasing control of the rest. So it's been a really good growing opportunity for me. And I hope to never return back to the same normal that I operated in because I needed a pattern break. And this was my pattern interrupt to really show me like what really, really matters to me most. And to give me just a different pace to live my life, a much more peaceful, much more present, much more intentional way of living my life than I was before.
I love that you said that because especially the being intentional and how you kind of even caught yourself and said, you know, I understand things are bad. However, because, you know, I've felt a lot of guilt lately. And mm-hmm. as somebody like you who has a lot of followers and people that you kind of present yourself to with vulnerability mm-hmm. and whatnot. I posted a few weeks ago, like that I was thankful for quarantine. It's like, yes, mm-hmm. I know people are dying. I know that things are mm-hmm. bad for some people, but mm-hmm. people want to see like a break from that, first of all. And two, like you were saying, there's so many things that you can be thankful for right now. And I agree
Absolutely.
With you. Like, I teach spin classes multiple days a week at 5:30
oh, cool.
a.m. And like, if it wouldn't have been for this, mm-hmm. I would have like never taken a break. I mean, it's been like 8 years since I've had, you know,
wow.
months off of cycling. And then I, like you, am in prep. However, I was gearing up for a May season. So mm-hmm. I fortunately had a diet break and I'm like, thank
oh,
God. You know what
yeah,
I mean? So
yeah, totally.
I'm with you. I'm like, ooh, that's fine. Like,
yeah.
the girl was hungry. So I'm with you on that. And I think it's just given me a lot more time to give back to my clients and start doing things
Great.
That I wouldn't do otherwise to build my brand and build
yeah.
my business. So I totally am with you on that. And I think that, you know, I've caught myself saying like, oh my God, should I maybe stop complaining about like my nails? And I'm like, you know what? Every girl is agreeing with me. And I think that we need to be
yeah.
more real sometimes. Like the little
totally.
Stuff, like I miss sitting in a coffee shop. I'm not going to lie. Like I really
yeah.
miss just sitting in a damn Starbucks. Like,
oh, 100%.
You know, or wherever.
Yeah.
yeah.
And I think that's the thing is like, it's okay to be human. You know, we don't have to present ourselves as anything on social media. Like, I think the best thing we can do is just humanize ourselves and show each other the true human. Like, pretend like you met up with your girlfriends and you're all really talking about how you really feel, which is like you said, like, if you really miss getting your nails done, being like, man, I really miss that. Like, that's okay. That's a part of our life. Like, it's okay to feel those things. I think right now, mental health is so important. And that's why I don't feel bad with having a positive outlook on quarantine, because I think people need it. And I think people need that perspective to say, yes, this is a reality of what's going on, but there's always a silver lining. And I have to look for that. And I think that no matter where you're at in life, no matter what's going on, you know, even if the worst things are happening around you, everybody can come from a place of gratitude and find something to be thankful for, even if it's just the breath in their lungs and the fact that they got another day on this earth. That's huge. Not everyone got that opportunity. And I think sometimes when you're going through something really, really difficult, that's enough to get you through. And even just feeling 1% better is sometimes all people need to keep going. And that's why I do promote that positive outlook on everything. It's not to diminish any of the reality of what's happening, but it's just to give a different way of walking through it.
I agree. And all of this, I mean, I say extra time because, you know, without the drive time, without the drive time to work, to the gym, wherever you're going, we have so much more time to connect with people that we may not see all the time. I know you said you're in LA and I know that your family, I don't believe, is there as well, right? So like for me, mine's all in Texas. So it's given me more time to FaceTime friends I don't get to see or whatever, because when you add back in all those alarms and the urgency to be here and there all the time, like we spend so much time going from one, you know, from A to B, I guess, and that's been eliminated. So it's like, you know, more couples are like meal prepping and cooking dinner or scheduling things like that. And I think that there's been a lot of positive, and I think that a lot of friends and family have been able to reconnect, even if it is virtual. So I love that outlook. And then, you know, the only other thing I want to ask you is, it's super like simple and nothing crazy, but since this is for Icon Meals, I do want to know, because we have the same breakfast every day, which if you guys don't know, me and you both do one pancake, three slices of turkey bacon and the egg whites. It is so like good. The goat of breakfast.
Oh, it's amazing.
What is your, okay, I don't want you, I don't care about macros. They don't count right now. Okay. What is your favorite all-time meal from Icon ever?
Ooh, favorite meal ever. That's,
it'd be old too. Cause I'm going to tell you mine.
How are you going to do me like that? okay. I'll tell you, oh man, that's really difficult. So I don't know why, but one thing popped into my mind, and I hate committing to like one thing as my favorite because I love so many meals, like genuinely.
Me too.
But
yeah,
I'll
me too.
That, I guess the first one that popped into my mind was the chicken cordon bleu because I think it would be so good right now.
I have the naked one, but I don't think, did they make like another one? Because I have like the naked cordon
like
bleu.
A breaded one. I'm talking like
I never had that one.
Yeah, but also like any of the Kobe beef, like burger ones, like they have this like cheeseburger thing. Oh my God, so good.
So are you from Texas?
Yeah, so my whole family is in Houston, Texas.
Houston, okay, because I knew it wasn't Dallas. Okay, got it. So like, I grew up around the Frisco area. So, like, I used to drive to Icon when I was there. And
oh, cool.
I don't know if you ate them, but you probably did. But, like, remember they had the brisket enchiladas?
Of course. Oh, my gosh. Yes, girl. Yes, those were so good. Any brisket, anything from Icon.
Oh, the brisket. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're on the same page there. I'm with you, though. All the burgers and sliders are amazing. Okay, now I want to ask you. Favorite all-time dessert that they made, and you can throw it back because I already have mine.
Honestly, it was the first cookie that they ever made, but then they stopped making them. So let me. Oh wait, no, they did this. They did this brownie once. I don't remember what it was for.
Oh.
I think it was for like Thanksgiving or something. I don't know. It was amazing. What was in it? It was like, I swear it was like brownie mix with like some caramel, turtle, something or another. Yeah, it wasn't very healthy, but it was great.
Do you remember like all the cheesecakes that they did for a while?
Yes, girl. Okay. You were throwing it way back. The blueberry
girl,
cheesecake.
I'm here for it. Oh, yeah. That one was good. And then the birthday cake one with the caramel sauce. Like, I know. Todd,
what is happening? Yeah, where
Thank
did those
you.
Go?
Yeah, Todd, hello. If you're listening to this, we would like you to bring that back. I don't care if it's for a day. Like, thank God. Okay, I'm glad that you said that because I'm going to bring that.
I'm going to text him after this. You're throwing back to all the best things I've forgotten about, honestly, until just now. Like,
I'm trying.
We need that cheesecake back in our lives. It was good.
Literally.
Too.
The macros, they weren't bad. It was like 25 protein and the fats were like maybe 15 or something.
Yes,
I don't know, but
yes.
I remember it wasn't that bad, but I swear it was legit. And I'm not even a huge cheesecake person, but I was like, holy shit, this is good. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, if anybody is listening to this that hasn't had Icon Meals, what would you say your favorite like meat by the pound is?
Meat by the pound. Let me think. Honestly, I love the ground beef. I know it's like very simple, but I just like I eat the ground beef and I come alive.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I feel that. I'm on
also,
a shrimp kick right now.
I was going to say, shrimp's good too. I was going to say also, one of my favorite sides, like the a la carte sides, is the cilantro lime rice.
Yes.
And I keep meaning to text Todd and be like, can we please get this as a custom meal option? Because it's not right now. So sometimes I'll just order the rice by the side.
Yeah, I mean, I would too. That and the sweet potato mash, also very underrated. Mix some peanut butter in there. Yum.
Oh, yeah. So if you do the oven roasted, the roasted turkey breast with the sweet potato mash, it's literally like Thanksgiving. Yeah. And syrup on top.
After this is over, because I really love this, and I think this is a great spot to end because now I'm hungry and it's like,
I know. I actually need to eat right now.
We need to get in a group chat with Todd and laugh about this situation. So, Emily, thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're busy, so I appreciate you. And, thank you guys so much.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. It's been awesome getting to talk to you and know you. It's been great.
Yes, girl. Have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Iconicast podcast by Icon Meals.